Sunday night?
Sunday night
is the first candle?
Sunday night.
Okay, so it's good time. First Hanukkah party. Safganios? Okay, anyone confused to review Rabbi Sai? Let's very quickly about that. Donuts. Okay, people are confused. The bottom line is you make a mizonos. Okay,
finish.
Mizonos.
Before you review, I want to say that was amazing to understand a little bit what all this about.
Donuts?
Mizonos, the
okay, thank you for telling me. Thank you. You're welcome. Let's review. Okay, I see there's some confusion. We went through it very quickly yesterday. Maybe it's good to review very quickly. Very quickly. I don't want to spend the whole shiur on this. Rabbi Sai, donuts. What bracha do you make on a donut? The answer is mizonos. Okay, shiur is over. Okay? Now, everyone clear? That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. You make a mizonos. And you make an al hamichya. How much of a donut do you need the shear to make an alamichya? I would say probably half of a donut is probably enough to make an alhamichya. Probably half a donut is more than enough to make an alhamichya. Less than half a donut, someone else should make the alhamichya for you. Now, why do we make such a big issue about donuts? Because even though I've told you, you make a mizonos, when you walk out of this room, that's the bottom line. Okay, Rabbi Sai, please. When you walk out of this room, the bottom line is you make a mizonos. Okay, that's it. But there is a possibility that we pretty much 99% do not accept that you should make on a donut a hamoitzi. Now, okay, that's one point. Now let's go through the steps. There's another important thing. In Shulchan Aruch, there is an entire simon dedicated to what bracha you make on a donut. A whole section. The Mechaber himself says there are two possibilities. Either it's hamoitzi or it's a mizoinos. And then he concludes the halacha is like the second opinion mizonos, but a yorei shamayim, he should only eat it during a bread meal. Now, here's the caveat. The donut of the Shulchan Aruch is not the donut of today. Why not? Because the donut of Shulchan Aruch is a bread dough. It's the same dough you use to make bread, the same dough you use to make bread. Okay, what else?
Pizza dough.
Bread? What? Pizza is also a bread dough. The only thing is, instead of baking it in an oven, you fry it in oil. The dough that we use today in this generation to make donuts is not a bread dough. So we have a problem. The problem is we don't have anywhere in Shulchan Aruch a perfect match to tell us what bracha we make on a modern day donut. Again, to review. What is a donut in essence? It is dough that is fried in oil. It never, ever enters an oven. Never enters an oven. It's fried in oil. Shulchan Aruch has a whole discussion. What is the bracha you make on dough that is fried in oil and never enters an oven? The first opinion in the Mechaber is to make a hamoitzi. You don't need to fry it, to put it in an oven to be required to make a hamoitzi on bread. The second opinion is no. It has to be put in an oven. If it's not put in an oven, it's not called pas. So therefore, you make a mizonos. What is the halacha? The halacha is you make a mizonos. But being that there's a possibility that maybe you should make a hamotzi, so therefore a yorei shamayim should only eat a dough, a bread dough that is fried in oil during a bread meal. The problem we have with that is our donuts is not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Our donuts is not a bread dough. It is, I don't know what you want to call it, it's a different type of dough which you would never ever use. You wouldn't succeed in producing bread with this dough. So therefore the Mishnah Berura writes that if you're dealing with a type of dough, and the way he describes it is pretty much the type of dough that's used today to make donuts, and you fry it in oil, then even the Mechaber would hold there's no suffix. There is no doubt about it. The only bracha you make would be is mizonos. Everyone would agree across the board you make mizonos. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So the bottom line is, so what bracha do you make on the Adon? You make a mizonos. Now let's explain. If you make a mizonos on the donut, now the next issue to explain. If a person has, well, there's something in this world called pas haba bekisnin. What is pas haba bekisnin? It's made from dough, and it enters an oven. Can a donut be called pas haba bekisnin? Never, ever in a million years can you call a donut pas haba bekisnin. In order for something to be called pas haba bekisnin, it must go into an oven. A donut never goes into an oven, so there's no way a donut can ever be called pas haba bekisnin.
But a pas haba bekisnin, what is the dough? Is that a bread dough?
That is not a bread dough. It can be both. It can be one or the other. Pas, good question, very good point. Pas haba bekisnin can be one or the other. It can either be a
pas means bread.
It means bread, but it says haba bekisnin. Bekisnin is modifying the type of dough. It's a dough that is not typical. Why is it not typical? It has pockets, and in the pockets you put in jelly, fruit juices, you put in all types of things. It's not...
I was always under the impression that if you had a bread dough, but you added a fruit juice, then it becomes a mizono instead of a mozzarella.
Okay, that's a very controversial statement you said. Not everyone agrees to that. But
you see a sign, they'll say the
okay, why? Because they're viewing it. It's not called pas. Okay, that's not so simple. That approach. Okay, let's leave that aside for the moment. But let's recognize that pas haba bekisnin means one thing for sure. It means it has been put into an oven. What is the type of dough of pas haba bekisnin? It can be a regular bread dough, but it doesn't look like bread. It's like a cracker, pretzels, flatbreads. Flatbreads, crackers, pretzels is pretty much bread dough. It's they add other things to it as well, but it's a bread dough. That's what in halach is called the bread dough. So why don't we make a hamotzi on pretzels? Why don't you make a hamotzi on crackers? Why don't you, like hard crackers? Why don't you make a hamotzi on flatbreads? Because it doesn't look like bread. Bread looks like bread. It looks like a matzah you eat on Pesach, or a matzah you buy a machine matzah, or a pita, or it looks like a challah. It looks like a loaf of rye bread. That's a condition to make a hamotzi. It has to look like bread. If it doesn't look like bread, you don't make a hamotzi. You make a borei minei mezonos. But what is it? It went into the oven, and it just doesn't look like bread. Now here's the catch. If something does not look like bread, but it went into the oven, and the dough is a bread dough, and the truth is, even if it's not a bread dough, if you decide you're going to be koveya suda, you're going to eat a lot of it, this is going to be your lunch, I'm going to eat 10 flatbreads for lunch, that's quite a bit of calories, you do that, if you want to do that, then you are mechuyif to wash and make a hamotzi. If you decide no lunches today, 2 donuts. This will be my lunch. Are you mechuyif to wash and bench?
No.
Absolutely not. Because donuts are not in the category of pas haba bekisnin for 2 reasons. For 1 reason, because it never went into the oven.
So if you have, I have it often. They make these crackers. Bought it because Mark here had given it for a ticket. They're excellent crackers made by Gavin. They're crackers. So if I have a lunch with crackers, let's say 10 crackers.
Hamotzi lachem in aretz nibirchas hamazon. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, you have to make hamotzi. If you koveya suuda on crackers, you have to make a hamotzi and bench. Absolutely. It's called pas haba bekisnin. You mechuyev to wash and bench only when you eat it as a snack. This halacha is abused. Many people eat a lot of mezonos and they don't care, and they say they make believe that, oh, just a snack. I have to launch three danishes. I just made believe. I made believe that it was a snack. Okay, I made believe eating three danishes. That is a clear violation of halacha. Okay, and you're fooling yourself otherwise. Yeah.
I kovei suda, snackers and chaplet. That's my supper.
Snackers
is small
crackers. How many crackers?
Four or
five might not be enough. You might have to have. You might have to have a little bit more. You might have to have a little bit more. You're not eating the crackers alone. You're eating crackers. What are you eating with what?
With chocolate.
So you're eating with something else, and you're eating four or five. Four or five is not considered to be a meal. Four or five crackers.
Mentally and physically, my soda, that's going
to be... Doesn't matter. You have to have an amount that in the world is considered to be more than normal.
So you have to make burnt
soda? No, you make an ala michya. You make an ala michya on the crackers. Nothing to talk about. You make an ala michya, you make a mezainos, you make an ala michya, you make a burnt nefashos. You make it for the... If you would have more, double that in crackers... Then that would be already a very significant amount, and that's your meal. Then already you will be mechuyev to wash and make a hamotzi. Four crackers does not appear to be, in my mind, what I'm familiar with, to be something called excessive, more than ordinary. Okay, more than ordinary. So that's still because you're having something else. You're having another food. And that other food obviously is becoming a very significant portion of your meal. If you only were having crackers and you would have a little bit more, yes. If you're having crackers with something else, then the crackers is not your meal. The meal is both together. And what you're eating together is not you're not overdoing it. So then it would still be a mezoinos and al hamechia. Now donuts, even if you decide to eat three, four donuts as your meal, you do not wash. You do not make a hamotzi because the donuts are not in the category of pas haba bikisnin because you never put the donuts in the oven. So there's nothing to talk about. Now let me tell you a very, very shocking thing. If you have donuts for dessert... Now, generally, what is the general rule when it comes to clarify this important halacha? When you eat dessert on a regular meal, you have a home, you wash, you eat a meal, and they bring out dessert. Do you make a bracha on dessert? I'm full. I'm not eating it for nourishment. I'm not eating it to satisfy myself. I've had already three courses. I'm full. It's just, a polite thing to do. You're a guest in someone's home. It's a nice thing to do. They bring out some fruit. They bring out some ice cream. They bring out some whatever they bring out, some candies, and they bring a cup of coffee. Do you make a bracha on dessert? So the answer is generally yes, unless it's pas haba bikisnin. If they give you a shahako, they give you ice cream or fruit or vegetables or anything. That is not in the category of what we call pas haba bikisnin. It's not a product of wheat, of the five minim of dough that was put in an oven. You make a bracha for dessert. It's not included in the hamotzi lecha min haaretz. But if they serve you cake, they serve you some type of even an ice cream, mixed into a cake, and the main thing is the mezoinos. Did that mezoinos that they're serving you for dessert, did it go into the oven? If the answer is yes, the mezoinos went into the oven, then what they're serving you for dessert is called pas haba bikisnin. Pas haba bikisnin potentially can require a hamotzi lecha min haaretz. If this would be the only thing you're doing the meal, if you are koivea sudasai on pas haba bikisnin, you would make a hamotzi and you would make a birchas hamazon. Now today I'm not. Today I'm just taking a little taste. I already had my meal, So if I just take a snack, I come home from the shul, I take a snack, I make a mezonos, I make a lamichia. So if I'm making a shahakol on the ice cream, I'm making a boy per eitz on the fruit, I'm making a hadama on some vegetables or something for dessert, so why shouldn't I make a borei minei mezonos on cake or cookies or something like that? The answer is, this is covered in the hamotzi lechem min haaretz. You know why it's covered in the hamotzi lechem min haaretz? Because this is also a hamotzi. Oh, but it's not a hamotzi. You're right. It's not a hamotzi when you take it as a snack. But when you take it as the main meal, pas haba b'kisim getzei hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So if they're serving you cake or anything that you can potentially make a hamotzi on, then you do not make a borei minei mezonos when they serve it to you as dessert.
So you have weddings today, for example, a trendy day, at the end of the meal, there's
Vini's table?
Chocolate chip cookies.
On the cookies, you do not make a borei minei mezonos. But on the shahakol and on ho'etz and ho'adama, you make their respective brachas.
So, if you curve your coffee.
Coffee, you never make a bracha. As far as I know, you make only on food. On a drink that's served at the end of the meal is still called tzarech hasuda. A drink. When they serve you coffee and tea, most people consider the coffee and the tea still to be part of the suda.
They serve you ices, which is a
shahakul. Yes, absolutely. On the ices, that's not a drink, that's a food. And that's not being eaten midin the suda. A drink we always consider to be drink, be part of the suda. They serve you coffee at the end of the meal. I don't know, I'll take a cup of coffee.
Wine,
you have to make your own bracha, correct. And don't confuse Shabbos. Well, even Shabbos, if they bring you one, you have to make a bar prayer gofen unless you were toyim from the koishal kiddush. Okay, well, that's like that. But at the end of the meal, they serve you coffee or tea. You do not need to make a bracha on the coffee or the tea, because a drink is always considered part of the meal, even when it's part of the dessert. But when they give you a food and it's a dessert, it's not the main meal. You have to make a shahakal or etz adama. Mezonos, no. You know why not? Because the mezonos they serve you is typically pas haba b'kisnin. Pas haba b'kisnin. What bracha do you make? Pas haba b'kisnin. Either a mezonos or a hamotzi. Oh, there's a possibility that it can be a hamotzi. So then you do not make a mezonos, because that's the rule. Since this thing is be'etzem a hamotzi, and you already made a hamotzi in the beginning of the meal, you're not going to make a bracha on dessert if it's cake. Here is the big chiddush people don't know. If they serve you at the end of the meal in Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, what's for dessert? Donuts are for dessert. Donuts. Mezonos. The whole year, I never make a bracha mezonos. When they serve dessert at home, I never make a bracha mezonos for dessert. You know why? Because the whole year when they serve you dessert, they've been serving you things that were baked in an oven. They were serving you pas habab kisnin, but Shabbos Chanukah they're serving you an item which the bracha is clearly mezonos. It's wheat mezonos. But this mezonos was never put in an oven. It's not called pas habab kisnin. There's no potential in the world for you to make a hamotzi to be koveya suuda on 10 donuts and make a hamotzi lachem in aretz. So you can never make a hamotzi. You can never make brachas hamazon. When they serve donuts for dessert, you're mechuyev to make a borei minei mezonos. You understand the lumbus?
They warmed it.
No, that's not baking.
Okay.
That's just warming. That's warming. That's not called baking. Baking means the very beginning. Yeah, cookies. You don't make a bracha. Cookies are baked. Cookies are baked. Anything that in halacha is called pas haba b'kisnin, you do not make a bracha for dessert. What is the overwhelming nature of pas haba b'kisnin? There are really two conditions. Number one, it was baked in an oven. Don't forget about that. That's number two. It doesn't look like bread. It may be the same exact dough they used to make the challahs. The same exact dough, but they somehow manipulated it in the oven that it came out looking like a flatbread. Instead of looking like a rye bread or matzah, it does not have the tsuras pas. And number two, it was baked in an oven, then you normally make a borei minei mezoinos. If you eat a snack, if you kovei asuda, you make a hamoitzi. A donut was never baked in the oven. You can therefore never make a birchas hamaza, never make a hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. So when they serve donuts for dessert, you must make a borei minei mezoinos when donuts are served for dessert. Now, what did I tell you yesterday? Yes, I told you. Now let's go back now to the time of Chazal. The first one to mention donuts, or so I told you yesterday, the first record to record was the father of the Rambam, Rabbeinu Maimon. Rabbeinu Maimon, he is discussing the various minhagei Yisrael, and he mentions that there's a minhag on Chanukah for people to take an uga, a cake, and to fry it in oil, not to bake it. This is a minhag, it's a zecher for the neis, the shemen. So the su'udah involves a food that was not put in an oven, but instead was prepared through the koyach of shemen. The koyach of shemen is what prepared this food to be consumed. Basically, what we're calling is a donut. The problem, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are discussing a different type of donut, because the batter was a batter that is basically a bread batter. It's flour and water. Maybe add a little fruit juices, but the whatever you're adding does not significantly change the batter from being what you would normally recognize as a bread batter. So you have this bread batter, and what do? Instead of putting it in the oven, you fry it in oil. So this particular type of what we call donut, this batter, there is one opinion that says the real bracha you should make for this is hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Therefore, if you were to have this, which we don't have today, I mean, you can make whatever you want in the kitchen, you're fine. I'm talking about what you sell in the stores. If you were to have today a bread batter that you fry in oil, and you fry in oil, the halacha l'maaseh, the Shulchan Aruch says the bracha is mezoinos. But he does acknowledge there's another opinion who says that you do make a hamoitzi. And therefore, if you want to be a Yorei Shamayim, you want to go the extra mile, you want to be a Yorei Shamayim, then don't make a mezonos. But you don't know, it's a dilemma. What should I do? Should I make a mezonos? Should I make a hamoitzi? So you know what you can do? You can wash for bread. And in the middle of your bread meal, you can eat this without a bracha.
No, I know.
This is not what the donuts that we're serving today is not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I'm trying to clarify. The batter is a different batter. I think that there are two. There's a batter of bread. Therefore, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you take this batter, there's a machlokes what bracha you make on a bread batter that has been fried in oil. Is it a hamoitzi or is it a mezoinos? Halacha lemaisa, we make a mezoinos. They never went into an oven. But you have to acknowledge there's another opinion. What could you possibly do to satisfy both opinions? What could a Yorei Shamayim do? He can wash for bread, and in the middle of a bread meal, he can eat this. And you're going to say to me, that's not correct. Because according to the second opinion, it's not covered by your hamoitzi. According to the second opinion, it's the mezonos. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching you a very, very big chiddush, is that since it is a bread batter, it is covered by the hamoitzi. It is covered. Even though you can make a mezonos, with no guilt, an al hamechia, but you cannot deny the fact that it's a bread batter. And if it's a bread batter and you made a hamoitzi, this is the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch, then you can make a hamoitzi and bread, and you can eat this bread batter that has been fried in oil, and you're covered with your hamoitzi. That's what a Yorei Shamayim can do when it comes to such a type of bread batter fried in oil. But this solution of the Shulchan Aruch to be machmir, to make a hamoitzi, Mishneh Berurah says this, does not work for a 21st century donut. Because what's the difference between the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the case of Bizman Hazeh? The batter is not bread. It's a so we have two strikes against us when you eat a donut. When you eat a donut, there are two things wrong. It never was put in an oven. Number two, it never had a bread batter. Therefore, there's nothing to discuss. It's mizoinis. Mizoinis, period. You make dessert, mizoinis. You make a bracha. And the other nafkamin you should know, there's no shayl of pasakum. Okay, pasakum. You can buy these donuts made by goyim. Pasakum is only when a goy makes bread, or even pas haba bekisnin. Okay, a goy, it's forbidden to eat bread made privately. Then it's pas palter, made by a bakery. You can be makel. Okay, not everyone is so makel. People don't. We live in a very firm world today, where people very easy not to buy pas palter. The business you buy pas Yisrael. Is there an issue of pas palter by a donut? No, because a donut is not pas. It never went into the oven, and it does not have the batter of bread. Another, do you take off challah? If you're making a lot of donuts, 43 eggs worth of donuts, and you're making a batter, and you have a ton of dough of this batter that you're making, are you mafresh challah? No, there's no requirement to be mafresh challah, because this is not called pas. Now here is the chumrah, what we mentioned yesterday, and again, this is something which is not practiced, but there is something to it. And as we mentioned, why do we eat donuts? I told you, we're telling you, is because when you eat a donut, you're taking the Yorei Shamayim challenge. Now, what do I mean by that? We already concluded that it's mizonis, because it's not like Shulchan Aruch. But there are people, okay, there is a possibility, there is such an approach in halacha to say, you know something? Maybe our donuts today, with its different batter, is still the same thing like what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I told you as a given all along, our donuts today are better than what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Because in Shulchan Aruch, the batter was a bread batter. But today, we don't have a bread batter. Today, we're using a batter that's not the bread batter. So therefore, pure mezoinis. There's nothing to discuss. If they serve it in the middle of the meal, the minute today is that they serve donuts as dessert, you make a mezoinis. Oh, but it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you eat donuts in the middle of the meal, then it's covered by the hamayitzis. I explained to you, because the Shulchan Aruch is discussing a bread batter, and we're discussing a different type of batter. But there are those who say, who says that there's really a difference between a bread batter and not a bread batter? Maybe they're one and the same. If you're going to say that, then if they serve you donuts in the middle of the meal, then you don't make a mezoinis for dessert.
And the same for dessert, then?
For dessert. Then you don't make a mezoinis. Then you shouldn't make a mezoinis. If halacha l'maisa, I told you, let's make it clear. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we paskin donuts. Our donuts today are not like the donuts in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a bread batter. And it never went into the oven. And therefore, you make a mezonos. If they serve it to you for dessert, you make a mezonos. That's the bottom line. Now, there is a very, 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 very small minority opinion. It's not an opinion. People who want to make trouble. Maybe you can say there is no difference. Maybe there is no difference between the donuts of today and the donuts discussed in Shulchan Aruch. Just because we have a different batter and the Shulchan Aruch has a bread batter, who says it makes a difference? If you were to take that and say that is correct, and they serve you donuts for dessert, would you make a bracha? Would you make a bracha? If they serve you these donuts for dessert, if you tell me that there's no difference between... You don't make.
You have to wash on it?
So then you go back into Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says there are two opinions. One opinion says that you do wash. One opinion says you don't wash. What should a Yorei Shemayim do? A Yorei Shemayim should only eat donuts in the middle of a bread meal. But that's.
Why can't you point to that for either it's pas barbecue in the Moshav or it's real pas? Which one is it?
Not pas habarbikisnin.
So what is it according to that minority?
But it's still hamaitzi. It's still it's.
Oh, it's so I eat five. No. So I have to wash. According to that opinion.
Are we upgrading into pas barbecue? I take it back. I think the answer is yes. According to that opinion, in essence, we're making it into pas barbecue. Yes. Yes. It is. Yeah.
Okay,
it is.
So I eat five donuts. So I have to wash.
Yes. Yes. According to that opinion, the answer is yes. And during the answer is yes. But the Shulchan Aruch says we don't really know. The Shulchan Aruch says the ikur is that it's mizonos. The ikur is that it's mizonos. But since it might be hamotzi, then it would be like. It would be possible to kiss them if you kaveh suda, but do we say that? No, because maybe really the svar that we started with, in which we accept lahalacha, don't compare our donuts to the donuts of Shulchan Aruch. The donuts of Shulchan Aruch are bread batter, and this is a different batter, and thus therefore it's not. There's no potential whatsoever to make a hamaitzi, and therefore if you eat it during a bread meal, you still have to make a mizonos. But maybe not. If you want to go argue that there is no difference, you're getting yourself into a situation where you have no solution. You're getting yourself into what bracha do I make? According to one approach, that the batter is not like a bread batter, it's a bracha levatola to make on a donut hamoitzi lecha min haaretz. It's a bracha levatola. According to what we basically pass him. But if you take into consideration the possibility that a donut batter is the same as a bread batter, then there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch what to do. One opinion says you make a hamotzi, one says you make a mizonos. And then during the solution is to eat during a bread meal. If you want to go and take that possibility into consideration, then the only solution you will have to fulfill every suffix will be as follows. Before you begin your bread meal, you make a bore mine mizonos on a cracker or on a pretzel. With the intent that this bore mine mizonos should exempt the donuts that it will have in the middle of the meal as dessert, whatever, have during the meal. And then you wash and you eat, make a hamotzi on bread. What have you now done in essence?
I cut both sides.
That would be the only solution if you want to go argue against what is not correct. If you want to go argue, again, halacha l'maisa, we paskin clear as day, donuts are not the same, our donuts today are not the donuts of the Shulchan Aruch. Because we accept as a given, there's a fundamental difference in halacha between a batter that's a bread batter and a batter that's not a bread batter. And therefore, we're done. You make a mizonos. Whenever you eat a donut, you make a mizonos. You make an alamichya. If you eat 10 donuts, you still make a mizonos alamichya. You're not mafashchala. There's no din bishalakum. If they serve it to you as a dessert, you have to make a mizonos. That's the halacha. We're done. Because that halacha is built upon a foundation of understanding that there's a fundamental difference between a batter that is a donut batter versus the batter of Shulchan Aruch, which is a dough batter. We're done. We're finished. There's nothing more to discuss. We're finished. But if you're going to find a person that's going to come along and argue, you know what, I want to be from the one in the million who hold that there is no difference between a donut batter and a bread batter. But maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. Maybe there is. I don't know. I don't know which way to go. If you want to go b'chayish of both stadim, you've put yourself in no man's land. Because I can't make a hamotzi, because maybe really it's mizonos. And if it's mizonos, this type of mizonos does not exempt it by hamotzi. They're mutually exclusive. If you want to go start challenging the difference between the batters, then the only way you can satisfy yourself from all ground is to do this solution, to make another mizonos on something which is certainly a mizonos. Pretzels, crackers, those type of things. You make a mizonos. And when you make that mizonos, you have kavana, this should go to exempt the donut. But I can't eat the donut because I'm from those people who are taking into account the possibility that there's no difference between a donut batter and a bread batter, and that was fried. And in one opinion, Shulchan Aruch, it says the bracha should be hamoitzi. So I can't make a mezuzah, I have to make a hamoitzi. Okay, so wash now. Wash and make a hamoitzi lecha min aretz on a piece of bread. And now you're covered from both sides. This is such an extreme chumrah. You've never heard of this before. Okay, this is chumrah. The original is mezonos, but I'll tell you one thing. The minog Yisrael is to eat donuts on Chanukah. Why? Because on Chanukah you're taking the Yirah Shamayim challenge. And although the whole year round you'll make a mezonos on donuts, it's not such a bad idea that one day on Chanukah you should make a mezonos before on pretzels, and then make hamotzi lechem in aretz, and then eat bread, and then in the middle of the meal, you eat your donut. And that way you have fulfilled what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yorei Shamayim is machmer, because the whole essence of Chanukah is all about Yirah Shamayim. Yeah.
On Shabbos Chanukah, we have pizza, slice of pizza, and then we have the donuts.
One mezonos covers them both, absolutely, assuming that you're only eating the pizza as a snack, as it's one slice of pizza. Yes. So that's correct. Absolutely, one mezonos covers the pizza. When you walk out of the shir, the bottom line is you make a mezonos on donuts, you make an alamichya, even if you eat 10 donuts, and if you serve donuts as dessert, at the end of the meal, you make a borei minei mezonos. It's not like your regular cake. The only time you would not make a mezonos on donut, Rabbi said, is if they're serving you donuts as the main course of your meal. If they're serving you, people that exotic, then you have. Let's say you have a suda, you have a suda Chanukah. And they're serving you water. When you sit down and you wash, and then they bring out an entree, and then they bring out the main. What is the main course? It's an exotic donut that has inside meat, chveis, who knows what they put inside, but it's a donut. This is the main course. Oh, wait a minute. We just learned that it's not called. This is not possible by Kisnin. This so you have to make them. No, you don't. If it's the main course, it's part of the meal, you never make a mezonos. You only make a mezonos if the meal is over and it's dessert. If they're serving you the donut as the main course, everyone agrees. Less man the pola, you don't make a bracha on the donut. It's part of the hamoitzi. But if it's not the main part of the course, it's dessert. That's the whole sugya. We paskin, you do make a mezonos. We differentiate between the different types of batters. It never entered an oven. We're done. But there is this beautiful concept, the Yorei Shamayim, of the Shulchan Aruch. And if you want to go to an extreme and start playing around and telling me I don't hold up the differentiation between two types of batters, then you open up the possibility to find a new solution, which is a new expression of the Yorei Shamayim. Now, I personally don't. There's one thing I don't understand. Why is this a better solution? Why don't we consider this to be called a bracha she'eina tzricha? There is a halacha that if you know that you're going to wash in 5 minutes, you're not supposed to snack. Because by snacking, you're going to make a bracha, and you're not going to make an al hamichi, and then you're going to make a hamaitzi. So the bracha you make on the mezonah is the bracha she'eina. Just wait 5 minutes until you wash and eat bread. So that's called tzricha, because right now you're in a different location. So you have to say that these places that tell you to do this, they obviously, since there is no solution, there is no halachic solution, it's not called bracha, shein tzricha. A bracha shein tzricha is only when your mamish don't need to make the bracha. Here, I need to make the bracha. There is no way I can eat the donut. There is no way I can eat this donut without doing this technique. Because there's a real dilemma if you make a mezonos or a hamotzi, and the mezonos and the hamotzi are mutually exclusive. So the only way I can satisfy is by making a borei minei mezonos before I make a hamotzi lechem in aretz. So therefore, it's tzricha. And it's not unprecedented. There are other examples where you say such a principle. It's not unheard of such a thing. So that's the solution. Okay, and therefore, I can tell you, this is why I believe the real reason why it became the minhag Yisrael to eat donuts, going back from Rabbeinu Maimon. Because when Rabbeinu Maimon was alive, they didn't have 21st century donuts. They had regular donuts. And then it was a real test of Yerushalayim. Go back to Rabbeinu Maimon. What kind of donuts do they had? A donut with a bread batter. What bracha do you make on that? Well, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you make a mezonos. But v'hayorei shamayim only eats it during a bread meal when it's covered by the hamotzi. So before the 20th century came along, donuts, modern day donuts, where we have them today, Wikipedia is Megale, Soidais, 1802. First donut they have on record is the year 1802. Kei Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbeinu Maimon was probably 900 years ago, something like that. So we're dealing here, a difference of 700 years, we're dealing with something like that, whatever it is. So this new type of donut came on the scene much later, which is even more complex. Not really more complex, it's really halacha lemaaseh simpler. But if you want to go meshuggah, you can make it more complex. But the donut, Rabbeinu Maimon, it's a gewaltig thing to eat in Hanukkah. It's the real deal, the real Yirah Shemayim test. Shulchan Aruch says, the bracha is halacha l'maisa mizoynes, but if you want to be machmir, but being that Yirah Shemayim, only during a bread meal and you're covered by the hamotzi. Okay, so it was a real Yirah Shemayim test. Today it's not really a test because we paskin be'ikr, that there's a difference between the batters. So the only bracha is mezoinis, even for Yerushalayim. Even a Yerushalayim is mezoinis. You want to be a super duper over the top Yerushalayim, then you're going to do the kunz, this kunz of making a mezoinis and doing this whole procedure. Okay, that's really a Chazar Mamash, a Chazar from yesterday shared. I'll just tell you what we're talking about, the donuts. There's a beautiful, beautiful Vart from where every year we say this over. Everyone is probably now the most popular Vart in Hanukkah you're going to hear that it goes around Hanukkah. They probably, if someone was monitoring which Vart was said over, I believe this Vart is probably head and shoulders above every other Vart in Hanukkah. The Vart from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Zechet Tzarek Levracha as to why we eat donuts, why it's Kedai to eat a donut, because the only Nusach, and the only way the Nusach Atzili, where you mention the Mizbeach, is in the Bracha of Al Hamichya. In the Bracha of Al Hamichya, you say, V'al Mizbechecha, V'al Heicholecha. Hashem Yev Rachmanis. Now notice Rav Chaim Rashi Zalman Arbach is following the opinion that you make a mizonos. You don't wash. Because if you wash and make a hamaitzi, then you're not going to be saying the al hamichya. Okay, it's interesting that this verse is a stira. But he says, since we make a mezoinis, and we make an al hamichya, and the al hamichya is the only nusach, part of the nusach to anywhere, we mention the mizbeach, what does Chanukah mean, by the way? Mo so Yeshua si, oz egmor b'shir mizmor, Chanukas ha-mizbeach. Chanukah means what? What is in Chanukah? It means a rededication of what? Of what? Of what? The Beis Hamikdash of this shul? What? Of a new menorah? No, Chanukas Hamizbeach, a rededication of the mizbeach. The old mizbeach was demolished, and they built a new mizbeach from scratch. At the time when the Hashmonaim overtook the Yevanim, defiled the Mizbeach by offering sacrifices to the gods, the pagan gods, on the Mizbeach of the Beis Hamikdash. So they demolished it, they put it in Geniza, the stones, and they built a new Mizbeach, and Chanukah commemorates the rededication of the Mizbeach. If that's what the holiday is all about, don't you think it would be proper to recite a tefillah that mentions the Mizbeach? The answer is yes. Where do you have that bracha? The Al Hamichya. What's the Al Hamichya? Rachim, Hashem, Aishem, 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 Aishem. Therefore, it's worthy to eat something that is irresistible, that will force you, pass in front of a person, and irresistible, and say to him, are you on a diet? What are you talking about? Diet. What are you talking about, diet? I thought you were on a diet. What are you talking about? I never heard of a diet. The donuts here. There's no diet when there are donuts on the table. Fresh donuts. You pass in front of a person, an irresistible item, birchosay mizoynais. And by the way, it's not a possible bekisnin. I told you, halacha lemaisa we paskin. It didn't go into the oven. If it didn't go into the oven, what bracha do you make? Mizoynais. We're done. Mizoynais. You can't even, if you need 10 donuts. In the 10 donuts, you can bench. You have to make a barbed mizos and an al hamechia, and you have to say racheina on the mizbeach. Mela, that's why we eat donuts in order to be forced to make an al hamechia and to be mispal for the chanukas hamizbeach. Okay, now let's discuss some other things, some halacha, before we wind down today. Just a few minutes.